Senior government ministers say Malcolm Turnbull's leadership is not under threat despite internal division over climate policy. The coalition party room met for 3 hours on Tuesday night to debate their response to the Fingal Review. Leaks to the media suggest around 20 members of parliament spoke, criticising the recommended clean energy targets. They were led by former Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who has described the plan as an effective tax on coal. Outside Parliament today, Liberal MPs like Jane Prentice were keen to characterise the meeting as a civilised debate.
What happens, you know, on tour stays on tour. So but everybody has strong views, and that's the great thing about our party is that we can all express our views robustly. And we're still great mates at the end of the day.
National's Mark Coulton says he's angry so many details about the internal party meeting were leaked to the media. But he says he was among those who criticised the idea of clean energy targets. He's worried that investing too heavily in renewables will jeopardise the price and reliability of power.
We're an island a long way from anywhere. We don't have the option of when our renewables don't work, bringing a cable in from somewhere else to bring our baseload power. We are responsible for supplying our baseload power in a mix with our renewables.
One MP reportedly told Fairfax Media after the meeting that Malcolm Turnbull's leadership could be under threat unless he listens to the backbench. In 2009, Mr. Turnbull lost the Liberal leadership to Tony Abbott after he decided to support the Labor Party's carbon pricing scheme. But several cabinet ministers have rubbished the leadership speculation. Treasurer Scott Morrison says it's nothing but rumour.
Those sorts of assertions are a better place for new idea than they are, I think, for reporting of news. What we're focused on is getting an outcome for the Australian people. We're working through that process, I think, in a very responsible and methodical way.
Labor is seizing on the internal division, with MP Wayne Swan claiming it is evidence of widespread climate change denial in the government's ranks.
Tony Abbott was a wrecker then, and he's a wrecker now. The tragedy, however, is that he's now joined by up to half of the party room, who can't face up to the basic scientific facts presented by the chief scientist, and are now in revolt about a policy which is absolutely essential to our strong economic growth into the future.
Mr. Turnbull says the government is determined to get its energy policy right and will carefully consider Dr. Fingal's recommendations. A bipartisan solution is still a possibility, with Labor and the Greens prepared to strike a deal. But the opposition has warned the government not to attempt to define any kind of coal, including so-called clean coal, as clean energy. Mr. Coulton, the Nationals MP, argued Australian coal was more pure than that in other countries. But Labor leader Bill Shorten says the definition of clean energy should be limited to renewables.
Coal is part of our current energy mix, and it will be in the future. But if we're going to have a discussion about clean energy, the proposition that includes all forms of coal, well, that's just a con.